The Week's Geek, hosted by Ralph Tromsey.
How's it going, y'all? Welcome back to The Week's Peak, man. I'm Ralph Tromsey, your host, of course, back here for another Saturday, another peak. Today we have a great episode. As the podcast host, right, it's my job to get guests who y'all are going to enjoy, right? Guests that y'all are, supporters of, guests that y'all are fans of and all that. So today is exactly what I did. So I learned that, some of y'all are fans of this particular TikToker, okay? So I'm like, you know what? I got every right as a podcast host. I got a right to reach out and see if they want to do a quick interview, you know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what I did today. So we got Carla Nori joining us here in the Week's Peak. Very excited for it. So Carla, how are you doing tonight?
Hola amigos, and it's going good.
I like that. You got the legendary line. I guess a lot of people are waiting for that one. So I'm glad you were able to make it, and it's a pleasure having you on, Carla.
No, thank you for having me.
Of course. So for those in the audience who just may not know who you are, there might be a few of those people. Feel free just to say who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm Carla, and I make TikToks. I dance and I lip sync.
See, that's cool. Just like knowing how to dance and all that. Like, if I could learn how to do one new thing, I'd probably learn how to dance. You know what I'm saying?
I think you could dance.
I don't know about all that. You know, like if you were to see me in action dancing, like it'd probably be a different story. But anyways, have you just always enjoyed dancing your whole life?
Well, I've always liked to dance since I was little, but TikTok dancing is a different type of dancing. Mm-hmm. So I started Musical.ly. I used to do Musical.ly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I used to do Musical.ly. And like, I guess it was kind of dancing, kind of not, but I kind of started a while ago.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. When did you first start?
Musical.ly or TikTok?
Musical.ly, yeah.
Ooh, I was little. Okay. I don't remember.
Uh-huh. So a while ago.
Yeah.
Hmm. I assume Musical.ly and TikTok are a little different, right? So what are just, what's the biggest differences between the two?
Oh, I think the whole dancing and I don't know. When I first got TikTok, it was so hard to understand, and I had downloaded TikTok when everyone was when TikTok started becoming a thing. Mm-hmm. And then I downloaded it and I didn't really like it. Mm-hmm. So I had deleted it, and then not too long ago, I only have TikTok for a year or something. Mm-hmm. Or almost a year or months. I got it in December or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or I don't even remember, but that's when everything really started coming together. Mm-hmm. And the dancing part and stuff. Mm-hmm. Right. I started noticing.
Just how and when did the people just really start watching you and really supporting you?
I actually started with hate. Oh, or really? People were being mean. Yeah, it was around January or the end of December, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had uploaded a video of me. It was in a dress, and then I changed into botas and stuff. Uh-huh. And the first one, it was okay. It was mostly hate, but there was people that were nice and stuff. Mm-hmm. But most of the hate was really bad. And then towards my second video, it was really bad too.
Really? Dang. How'd you feel just, after seeing all that?
I felt so sad. I was so sad, but my sister talked to me and stuff like that, and we talked about things, and then I was I can really keep going and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I kept going. Mm-hmm. And look at me now.
Dang, that's crazy. Just to start off with hate. Mm-hmm. And just to end up where you are now and see that amount of growth as a social media, influencer, it's just crazy. When you first started, what did people think? People around you, your friends, your family, those types of people, what did they first think of when you started TikTok?
My family at first was oh, that's cool. Like, I don't think they really got, they didn't really understand it. Uh-huh. And then my friends were like, oh my God, like, they'd tell me, but it was always, it was just weird, it wasn't normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess that's, like, common too, from, at least from what I heard, you know, it's like, you hop on a platform or an app where you put your camera down, you dance over music, you lip sync and all that, like, it's kind of weird, you know, first impression wise. But, you know, I got a lot of respect for TikTokers, because, you know, they got to go on, make sure video is just high quality and all that, you know, get an idea and all of that. So I definitely have very high respect for y'all. And, you know, also with doing that, I mean, you're going to get a lot of hate, you know. And how did you first, you know, deal with all that hate that came your way?
I basically wouldn't read the comments. My sisters and my closest friends would be like, no, don't read them, don't read them, don't read them. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't. And there'd just be some times where I'm, like, tempted to read them. And, like, I would read them, but I guess I was lucky enough to be, like, to not let them get to my head. Mm-hmm. And I really just, kept going.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to go about it. Because, you know, like, once you give into the hate and just, you know, give the hate the result that it's looking for, like, it's really hard to get out of that. So, I mean, it's good that, you know, you have a good way of handling it. What about now, though? You know, you've grown a lot as a creator, as I mentioned. How, do you look at hate any differently now than you did back then?
Now, I can see it, like, more, especially right now. Like, it has, like, some days it's really not that bad, some days it's really bad, or some videos not, but, like, now it's just like, oh, it's okay, like, maybe they're having a bad day or something. Mm-hmm. And, like, we all have our own opinions, and I feel like instead of getting, like, mad at the person or, like, saying something back, like, being mean to them, like, I just think about it as, like, oh, they're probably having a bad day or something, and maybe they just don't like what I do. Mm-hmm. So I just really don't pay attention to the negativity. Mm-hmm. I try to avoid it.
You know, I like what you said, you know, people can just be literally just having a bad day, just taking it out on you, you know, which it sucks, it has to be like that. But
yeah, and I'm not saying that, like, actually, sometimes it just gets to me, and I just want to say something, but then I gotta control myself.
Yeah.
Have you ever just completely just unleashed on somebody?
I have. But, and my sister always tells me that when I respond or react the way, if I react to respond to the comment or the whatever they're doing, that's what they want. Mm, yeah. What'd you say? They get off of the reaction.
Mm. Mm, that's true. So let's move on a little bit here, but something a little different. Let's say right now, you know, you're about to make a new video, new TikTok. What would you do? What's just your thought process and finding an idea and all of that?
Well, I usually, like, I'll be laying down. Before anything, I'll be laying down, or I'll wake up and I'll just look at TikToks and I'll look at new sounds and stuff, and I just make videos out of it. I kind of use my own, like, my own brain. And or I'll, like, see videos that, like, there's only guy versions of it, and I'm like, oh, I want to make the girl version of this. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Just make, like, a more unique version of something that's out there.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I don't want to copy everyone else.
When people, like, suspect that, you know, like, you're copying somebody, like, did they get on you?
Like, yo, I haven't really copied anyone like that, so not really.
Right. No, you know, I wasn't assuming that, like, you copied anyone.
No, you're good. Yeah. But I've seen girls try to do what I do.
Right.
But yeah. I mean, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you say it's okay, but, you know, how do you, like, really feel, you know? Because I understand it's TikTok, and, you know, it's kind of meant to be like that, but does it ever get to you that, you know, people taking your stuff and sort of making it their own?
Not really, because it's just like every other thing, like just like a trendy dance or something, and it's just like that. Like a girl creates a dance and then other girls want to dance it too. It's almost the same. It's just like, I guess that's how I could explain it. I don't really get upset or like angry or stuff like that. TikTok's, how can I explain it? TikTok's meant to be shared.
I see. Is there anyone just on the platform who you say just inspires you?
To be honest, not really. What the heck? Not really.
You sound a little surprised to like to say that. Like, why is that?
Yeah, not really. I don't know. I really don't have anyone.
I feel that. So what about just if your like levels are down, your energy levels are down, or you're feeling sad or whatever, is there anyone on the app who you can just watch and, you know, they can bring your levels back up and, you know, you can get back on your feet and just be ready to make TikTok again?
Not really, to be honest. But I have this person that like I like watching him. He's funny. His name is Daniel, I think. But he's my favorite. He's so funny.
Cool. So I know you have a YouTube channel. Do you have any plans to upload on that?
Yeah, I do. It's just like I've been really busy, and I don't want to post videos that are just like, cause I need to post them. I want to post them because I want to, and with like, I want to post good content, not like fast, hurried up type content.
Of course, nothing forced, right?
Yeah. If I'm gonna post on YouTube, I want to post something good, and I'm kind of scared, to be honest. YouTube's kind of scary.
Ooh, YouTube, you know, YouTube is a scary place, you know, like, but I don't know. What about like TikTok though? Because I, you know, at least from what I've seen, like people on TikTok are like, it's just
it's meaner.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I could see that. What are you trying to post though on YouTube? Is it different content, or is there anything specific that you're leaning to?
A lot of people want me to do a lot of things, like skincare, makeup, like vlogs, a lot of different things. I have lots of ideas. I write them down, but that's coming soon.
Coming soon. We love that. We'll be here. We'll be here to support when content finally comes out on there. Let's say though, you know, going back in time, let's just say that TikTok was just never created. Would you still be on social media, posting content and stuff like that? Or, you know, would you just not be a part of it?
Yeah, I'd probably be on Instagram. I've always loved to take pictures and stuff like that.
Taking pictures, that's cool. So what is it like, you know, just knowing that you have a bunch of supporters who are there to support you, there to watch, and just really there to be with you, you know, through whatever happens, you know, just all around the world? How does that feel?
It's crazy. And the amount of like love and like just, it's crazy. It's super crazy.
Did you ever think that, you know, you would someday, you know, just be in the position that you are today? So I know, you know, as a social media influencer, I can only imagine there'd be so many challenges. Like, it's not gonna be easy, you know, the whole time with all those people. What has been just the most difficult or just challenging part for you as you've taken on, you know, this new journey?
Probably dealing with hate. Yeah, dealing with hate. Or like, I really want to answer everyone, and people get upset, and really they tell me, "Oh, she's too this because she doesn't answer," and that's not the reason. Like, I have. That's horrible. But like, I'm still human. I mean, I still have my own life, and I feel like do it. It's mostly, and like, it's just not, I feel like people think that there's no, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. But I hope you understand what I'm trying to say.
No, definitely.
It's just like really hard. That topic's really hard to talk about.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I don't want people to take it the wrong way.
And that's the thing too, which just is you know, hella trash, but you know, it's true. You know, you just can't control what people are gonna think. Like, you could be doing things with good intent and all that, but there's always gonna be someone out there who's gonna take it the wrong way, you know. And it sucks that it's like that, but it's just, you know, it's a thing. But you know, I'm sure you know, probably have you know, some love for those haters just as much as the supporters, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't like when they comment something bad on me, I'm not gonna be like, oh, I hate you, you know?
Right.
And I really don't, how I said, they're probably having a bad day or something.
Mm-hmm.
No, because it sounds petty, but like, it's not because it's not, it comes from the bottom of my heart. Like, sometimes the haters be like pretty or handsome, I don't know. And like, I'm not gonna call them ugly when I think they're pretty or something. Like, it's because it's really hard to talk about this because it can come out so many ways.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't shame them for what they call me or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. And you know, at the end of the day, like, they're taking time out of their days to comment on you, so really at the end of the day, like, they're not doing anything but really just helping you in a way, I guess. But
this is what my sister tells me, and this is what I go, okay, there's two things that I will always like, since the beginning to the end. The one thing is, any publicity is good publicity. And the second thing is, yeah, there's another thing too. Like, there's lots of girls that are doing the same thing as I am doing. And I know that I inspire lots of people to do what they're doing too. And,
I need to know this quote.
Guys, say it.
It's not about looking at everyone else. It's really about looking at yourself. Like, my favorite example was the girl that was talking about eyelashes. She was like, Or bread, right? There, you go to the store and there's tons of types of bread, but everyone's making money. It doesn't matter. You just do you, put yourself out there, and keep working hard.
That's deep. That's deep.
Yeah, like exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. That's what keeps me running.
That's good, like, with that, you know, good of a mindset, that positive mindset, I'm sure that helps. That helps a lot, you know, as well.
Yeah, especially like, they always say, what did they say, Javi? Oh, that I'm basic, or I'm the same, and that mentality will get you places.
Yeah. So. Cool. All right. That's something else.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Cool. Well, you know, we're just out of time here, but is there any last words that you know, you want to say to the Weeks Peaks audience?
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for everyone that supports me, and that everyone that shows me love and helps me grow and helping me do amazing things. And I'm just living my dream that I've always wanted. Oh, and I have something. Can I ask you something? Well, my sister wants to ask it.
Well, it's not ask, but it's like say.
It's a say.
Okay. Just, I actually really love podcasts, and I loved how like comfortable you made the environment for her to be able to talk, and just your questions are really good, and I hope that you keep working hard and you keep going and you get to where you want to be, because you're an amazing interviewer, and I just am excited to continue listening.
Man,
you made a new
that.
Fan today.
That's all love. You know, I'm out here doing my best. You know, sometimes it's a little challenging as a host, asking the right questions and all that, making sure that guests feel comfortable and all that. But I'm glad y'all were happy with it. I know we're grabbing a lot of guests, and you know, it's paying off, getting a lot of great people, learning about a lot of people. It's been a blessing to be out here. So I appreciate that. Appreciate the listens that y'all are gonna give us. I appreciate y'all for, of course, coming on.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Real quick, where can people follow you?
They can follow me on my Instagram. My Instagram's Carla with 2 L's and 2 A's and underscore 61. Perfect. And also on my TikTok, Carla with K and I don't know my TikTok.
Nice.
I think it's only 2 L's. I don't remember.
They'll find it.
Yeah. All right. Well, adios, amigos. Thank you for having me.
Of course. All right, have a good one, Carla. All right, we're there. There y'all go. It was a super dope interview. One of my favorites that we've done on the podcast. It was fun. It was fun getting to know her. She was very highly requested as well. So we got the job done. We got a lot of great people coming up as well. Make sure you're staying tuned for all of that. I'm excited. We have a new Wednesday episode coming up in a few days. And, again, boy, Jesus Montoya dropped a new song, Pensé G. All digital platforms, go check it out. It'll get you in your feels, man. He did a great job. Great song. Go check that out. That being said, appreciate y'all for listening. It's been another peak. We overcame it. We'll see you at the next one. Same time, same place. 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Before I do forget, we do have some new updates coming this week and some announcements, so look out for that. Until then, man, adios.